Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. This is for sure the season for farm meetings, and that's a good thing for farmers who get a chance to attend them, soak in the presentations, and maybe begin their planning for this coming crop year. One of those gatherings celebrating a milestone next Tuesday, the 21st, is Soybean Promotion Day.
Absolutely. It just keeps growing and growing. We're proud to partner with the Kentucky Soybean Board to present the 10th annual. So this is a special annual event here of the Soybean Promotion Day here at Murray State University. In the 10 years we've been having it, it's just grown bigger and better. We have a great afternoon, evening of discussion with some outstanding speakers, a lot of fellowship, and a lot of knowledge and information shared about soybeans and agriculture in general.
Dr. Tony Brannon, Dean of Murray State's Hudson School of Agriculture, says they'll likely draw from four states.
This is just another way to add another tool to the toolbox. From the financial side, from the production side, from the knowledge side.
On that point, there will be a discussion of what appears to be a growing resistance to crop protectants.
And anybody that's got anything to do, and particularly Western Kentucky, with soybeans or row crop operations with the resistant weeds that we're getting, certainly a timely topic and something that might be able to influence the bottom line of their operation.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Bessie from Boise.
What about corn and the environment?
Soil erosion is down 44% over the past two decades thanks to new tillage methods. Energy use is down 37%. Bill from Biloxi.
What about fertilizer?
Family farmers grow 70% more corn per ounce of fertilizer than they did in the 1970s, growing more with less. That's sustainability, baby. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
There is no fee for attendance of next Tuesday Soybean Promotion Day at Murray State's CFSB Center. For an accurate meal count, though, they do ask attendees to RSVP by tomorrow, if possible, by phone at 270-809-3556. That's 809-3556. Murray State's Tony Brannon says that since its first year, this has been a pleasant partnership with the Soybean Association.
I want to give full credit to the Kentucky Soybean Board, to the Soybean Promotion Board, the Kentucky Soybean Association, for all the avenues that they do to promote the soybean industry through research and through seminars such as this to provide producer education, to give back to the soybean producers that invest in the checkoff dollars, and it's money well spent to bring in the speakers and to educate the growers and just move the entire industry forward.
Soybean Promotion Day next Tuesday, and that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.